Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in worship as we sing and pray and read some things from His Word. Spend some time in His presence. Let's devote this time together. Let's enter into His presence. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, we've used numerous songs over the years as our theme song, but it seems like I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might works out the best. We get comments from it, and people tell us that they catch themselves singing that little song during the day. Well, we want you to continue singing it and worshiping with us and enjoying the power of Pentecost. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to this time together in the presence of the Lord. And I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. For the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. All right, let's take the holiness hymns of praise. Let's go to page 148. Sing along with us on Just Over in the Glory Land. Many of you know this. Let's sing it together. I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty hosts I'll stand, just over in the glory land. I am on my way to those mansions fair, just over in the glory land. There to sing God's praise and His glory share, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty hosts I'll stand, just over in the glory land. What a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see, just over in the glory land. And with kindred saved there forever be, just over in the glory land. With the blood washed throne, I will shout and sing. There's Dover in the glory land. Glad hosannas to Christ the Lord and King. Just Dover in the glory land. Just Dover in the glory land. I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand, just over in the glory land. Well, when you say just over, it makes it sound like it's not very far away. And the way we Bible believers, the way we Bible believers believe the coming of the Lord, we know that it's just over in the glory land. His coming is even at the door. Let's go to our precious promise today before we pray. Psalms 23, beginning with verse 1, starting here of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Well, I'm a little stuttery today, just overlook that. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a great time. Let's gather together, shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you today for your blessings upon us. We thank you for your mercy and your strength. We thank you, Lord, for being a great and a wonderful God. We thank you, Lord, that your return is soon, and it's even at the door, and it is just over in the glory land for the saints of God. We thank you today, Lord, for that promise we have and that hope. And I just pray today, Lord, that everyone in this audience and all of our loved ones that we pray for and our friends and our acquaintances, Lord, will be ready. And if they've not made themselves ready, I pray, Lord, that they will before it's too late. Lord, we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to wait. We just need to be busy about our Father's business. Lord, we're just thankful today that you're willing to save those that are lost just as soon as they repent. I know, Lord, that you're dealing with their hearts and you're trying to persuade them to give their heart and life to you. I pray that many will do that before it's too late. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. Bless the furtherance of this service. Touch each life, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. And if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Here's one entitled, There is Sunshine in the Shadows. My life is burdened with sorrow, and it seems all help is gone. Jesus whispers, do not falter, I will leave thee not alone. Then somehow, amidst my trials, how it is I cannot see. Still I hear a voice from heaven gently saying, follow me. There is sunshine in the shadows. There is sunshine in the rain. There is sunshine in our sorrow, when our hearts are filled with pain. There is sunshine when we're burdened. There is sunshine when we pray. There is sunshine, heavenly sunshine, blessed sunshine all the way. Let me recommend him to you. I have found no greater him. He's the one who'll never forsake you, but stay with you to the end. If you want sweet peace and comfort, let his banner be unfurled. He was lifted up on Calvary, and his name shall save the world. There is sunshine in the shadows. There is sunshine in the rain. There is sunshine in our sorrow, when our hearts are filled with pain. There is sunshine when we're burdened. There is sunshine when we pray. There is sunshine, heavenly sunshine, blessed sunshine all the way. Hallelujah. Turning to the Word of God in the book of Luke, chapter 1, in verse 5, says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abijah, and his wife was one of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Thank you for worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. We're here weekdays at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing, and we invite you to worship with us. Our ministry is a work of faith, so after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, all mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. There is sunshine in the shadows. There is sunshine in the rain. There is sunshine
in our sorrow.